Virgin Radio.
Well, nothing gets up our nose more than the sudden rise of fuel prices, and then to really rub it in, it begins to yo-yo. Well, we never seem to completely understand why. But joining me right now is my guest, Bruce Rosengarten, Director of International Ideas. Bruce, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny. Happy to talk about fuel prices.
Oh, we go past the Bowsers and we never bothered normally up until recently looking at the prices, but we certainly are now. And I tell you what, on a Monday over here is the lowest price apparently, and you cannot get close to a Bowser anywhere.
It's interesting, you know, because Perth has one of the, or Western Australia has one of the most unique fuel pricing systems in the world, and it gives you unbelievable transparency into what's happening with fuel prices 24 hours ahead. And, you know, that's given a lot of information to customers in Western Australia, which allows them to make good decisions about buying fuel when it's cheapest. Yeah. And Tuesday seems to be the day that it changes. So buying Sunday or Monday is a good idea.
Well, I know we have Fuel Watch over here, so people look at the competition that's out there, and that's a very good thing. But are you suggesting that you don't have that elsewhere?
That's what happens in other states is that they now have apps which will tell them what the price is at that moment in time or thereabouts in the last hour or two. But it's not like you're giving 24 hours notice. So in Western Australia, you've got a big advantage. And I've been looking at the prices in Perth over the last few weeks and comparing them to what I know in Sydney and Melbourne. And whilst your prices have gone up, and I can explain why prices have gone up for your listeners, the price has actually been a few cents lower than the higher prices we've seen in Melbourne and Sydney, which is probably encouraging. And it's also because you have a weekly cycle. And what we've seen in Sydney and Melbourne is about a 3 or 4 week cycle. So the price goes up a bit higher, might go down a bit deeper. But the cycle has become very different in the other states as well.
Yeah. I tell you, what I don't understand is that the cost of fuel, I guess, from around the world to any state in Australia, I would have thought should have been the same. It should have been uniform. But for some reason, because of our cycles, you're saying or suggesting that that's where we have the difference. Is that right?
Yes. There are differences in competition. There's difference in how much a land cost. There's difference in how much it costs to build a site in different locations. They're all cost factors for the retailers, but what really drives the essence of fuel price and why has fuel price gone up so much recently is that the crude price has gone up. So at the start of 2018, you know, the crude price was around the $50-$60 mark. Now it's around the $80 mark. But at the same time, our dollar has gone from about 80 cents US to 70 cents US.
Yeah, combination.
So those two factors have had a really big impact. And in October, it was probably the worst month we've had for that. You know, if I go back to 2016, that's only a couple of years ago, the barrel price was $27.88. Today, it's about 80 cents. Mm-hmm. And our Australian dollar was just under 80 cents, and now it's just over 70 cents.
Yeah, I can see so that's the case.
Very big factors.
What influences the crude price, then, of oil?
Oh, it's massive. You can almost say a barrel of oil, for every dollar it moves, it puts another cent on the pump if you've got same exchange rate. But when your exchange rate's going down, it might be putting 2 or 3 cents more on the pump, and that's a big issue. The other factor that listeners should know is that they do pay about the third lowest price in the OECD. So whilst the prices are up, our price is generally pretty low compared to the OECD, and the reason why it's not the lowest in the OECD is because we pay a bit more tax than other countries. We pay about 41.2 cents excise tax in each of our litres, and we pay GST, which is somewhere around 15, 17, 18 cents. So customers are paying around 55 to 60 cents of tax in each litre at the moment.
So at the moment, with the prices high, are the government benefiting from this extra amount?
They get more in GST. They don't get any more in the excise tax, which is indexed these days, but as the price goes up, the GST aspect goes up and they make a bit more through GST.
There's been a lot of information, a lot of comment, of course, through the internet and so forth from people that are very angry about the big players, I suppose, you know, the big supermarkets that have got fuel outlets as well. And they are suggesting that they're just making massive profits. Would you say that is correct or not?
I think probably the best indicator for it is that Caltex released its results for the half year yesterday, and they found that their fuel margins were down against previous years. So that's an issue. I think it's also fair to say that, you know, fuel companies invest a lot of money in buying the crude, shipping it safely, building service stations that have got strong environmental protections, and staffing it and providing secure and high quality fuel. Now, just to think about it, if you go into a supermarket or and you buy a bottle of high quality water, you're paying about $2, $3 for maybe half a litre of water, and you're paying $1.60 for a litre of fuel, which is to have to be found, explored for. They fail in exploration, they spend time extracting when they find it, then they have to ship it, then it has to be refined, then it has to be shipped to another location, to a service station. So you've got refineries being built, service stations being built. There's a lot of capital invested, and you have to get a return on the capital, otherwise you just go broke.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's fully understandable, but I guess that they still operate quite well when the prices for fuel are lower. So the consumer, I guess, is just feeling just the pain in the wallet. That's the problem for us all.
Well, I think the biggest challenge is the fuel price goes up and down, and that annoys people that, you know, on Monday I could buy it at $1.50 or $1.56, and now I've got to pay $1.66, and it's gone up 10 cents. Why did it go up so much? And now I can understand that's totally frustrating, and I can remember when I was in the fuel game, I actually tried to say, let's run a whole group of service stations and not change the price.
And?
We lost a lot of volume.
Oh.
Because the customers would run to wherever the price is lowest, and, you know.
Oh, they'd go lower than you.
Yes, and people would move for 1 and 2 cents.
Yeah.
And it is extraordinary that, you know, even a 4 cent saving that you can get from the supermarket, the average fills around 35 to 40 litres.
Yeah.
So a 4 cent saving is about $1.50 to $1.60 for a person. It's a little bit of money, and it helps. But you fill up about 40 times a year.
Yeah.
It's about $50. It's not that, it's probably one tank of fuel for you. So it's not a lot of savings.
Now, Max has called in from Mandurah, actually, and he's wanting to know why does diesel, it doesn't move up and down whilst petrol prices vary?
It tends to fluctuate a little bit. Diesel does move as it is affected by similar factors, by the crude price, by refining margins, and by the exchange rate. And in some states, we see diesel moving in a similar fashion, probably not as to the same degree, but as diesel has become more popular as a vehicle, not just a truck fuel, but a vehicle fuel for passengers, it's got some more fluctuation in it. And it is made differently. It's refined through a slightly different process than what gasoline is, or petrol, and it has a different price in the market, in the global market, so it is affected slightly differently.
Yeah.
And the other big factor in Australia is our refineries were designed, and they're very old refineries, were designed heavily around petrol or gasoline production and less around diesel. So you tend to find that we import a lot more diesel, and so it's impacted even more by the availability of diesel across the market in the region of Asia Pacific in particular.
The thing with fuel prices going up and down, well, mainly when they're up, I guess that cost to people that have to carry food to the supermarkets and people in that industry, transport industry, would have to pass those extra costs on to customers, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do if it's a long-term change. So if you go back to 2014, and the change is very significant, we had a barrel price at the start of 2014 of about $110. The only thing that saved us at that time was that our exchange rate was at 95 cents.
Right, yeah.
Okay, but fuel prices were up high. They were around a similar mark to what they are now, around the $1.70 mark. And we saw there was a lot of pressure on transport and logistics, and you're perfectly correct. that made a big difference to, in terms of what costs can we pass on, and they end up being passed on to consumers if they can't be absorbed in the supply chain for a short period of time.
How much longer do you think this might go on?
Well, it's interesting because it's very hard to speculate, particularly on crude prices, because it gets affected by many, many issues, in particular geopolitical issues. So if something happens with Iran, or something happens in Iraq or Saudi Arabia recently, one of the spikes in the fuel price was because of the assassination of the Saudi journalist. Crude prices went up, thinking that maybe Saudi Arabia is going to be boycotted or issues like that. And Saudi being the largest supplier of crude oil in the world, people get concerned, so it gets pushed up.
It's and then like the other stock market.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then you have OPEC, you know, a unique cartel of oil producing and exporting countries, which come together and they make decisions about how much product or how many barrels they're going to allow to come onto the world market.
Yeah.
And if they say, well, we'll increase supply, price will come down. And if we say we're going to tighten supply, the price will go up. And they don't want it to get too high.
Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes left, less than that actually. Two quick questions. Mike rang in from Gooseberry Hill. Not sure about this one. He's asking, why is a diesel byproduct so expensive? And Alistair's rung in from Glen Forest. What is the government excise on diesel fuel?
It's the same for consumer-based.
Okay.
So they pay the same on excise there.
Okay, and why
you
is
can it... You can get concessions if you're in different industries.
And quickly, why is diesel byproduct so dear?
I'm not sure what he's defining.
No, that's what I was wondering as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave that for another day, Bruce. Look, thank you very much for that incredible explanation. Doesn't make us feel better, mind you, but we just know a bit more.
Thank you, Jenny. Have a great day.
Thank you.